here at the Bob Muscatel Show. Of course, we'll talk with Dan Schlossberg. And Travel Thursdays, of course, is brought to you by Danny and all of the great books that he's written. And by the way, you guys are baseball fans. Listen, if you're a baseball fan and you haven't picked up the new baseball Bible yet, well then, what are you waiting for? For heaven's sake, it's a phenomenal baseball Bible. It is, and it's all new. You know, he's given it some extra tweaking, and there's so much on every single page to check out. You can find it at Amazon.com or at your local brick-and-mortar bookstore, and you won't find Danny at the bookstore, although maybe you will, but you'll find him right here, certainly. Good morning, Dan. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Bob, and happy Jackie Robinson Day.
Yes, indeedy. Must be tough for the play-by-play people, though. Everybody's wearing 42, so...
Yeah, I agree. Except Mariano Rivera, who always wears 42.
Yes, exactly right. If he's in a pickup game somewhere, I'm sure he's probably still wearing number 42. So we want to talk about something today, and it's very special, the 73rd birthday for Israel, which was just yesterday, but the celebrations continue, and certainly they're going to be continuing for the next several days in a lot of key locations. So we wanted to take a little time on Travel Thursdays today to talk about a lot of those celebrations. So, Dan, take it away, my friend.
Well, Bob, this is the first ever hybrid experience for the Jewish world, and it will connect Israelis, American Israelis, and diaspora Jews. And there'll be all kinds of things, concerts, buildings being lit up, special events, tailgate parties. Mm. And there's one I want to call special attention to because it's so close to home for our listeners. In Randolph, Massachusetts, Lombardo's parking lot, which is, the whole thing is near Boston, by the way, there's an Israeli-style tailgate party.
Ooh.
Sunday, April 18th at 5:15 p.m. New York time. And you can buy a ticket for $36, which is significant because 18 is life and 36 is double life, according to Israeli numerology. And it's really going to be a lot of fun. They're going to celebrate this whole thing. They'll have a special screening of the live event from Jerusalem with Israeli artists such as Idan Reichel, Sarit Haddad, Tizlam, and many more.
Wow.
It'll be a big deal, and that's in Randolph. But I want to go through the whole list. There's so many other things going on all over the country.
Take it away. Yeah, do it.
Okay. Obviously, New York Times Square, a very big deal every year. They're going to have a major event there again. A drive-through car parade in St. Louis. An Israeli-style tailgate party I just mentioned in Randolph, Massachusetts. An outdoor celebration for families that recreates Israeli sites in Atlanta. A backgammon tournament in Rochester, New York. A drive-in event with an Israeli DJ and food in Las Vegas. A drive-in car decorating event with a live DJ, food, and other activities in L.A.
Wow.
And many other special events nationwide featuring, now get this, Israeli food trucks.
Oh, right.
Children's activities and much more. I like that Israeli food trucks.
Oh, I bet you do. Now, this is going to be a big deal all over the country, folks. And as you mentioned right off the bat, Dan, I'm excited that there's one pretty close by. I didn't know there was a Randolph, Massachusetts, but apparently that's right near Boston, right?
Yes, it's a suburb of Boston. And let's mention some of the buildings that are going to be all lit up in blue and white,
sure,
which are Israel's national colors. Because these are all over the country, so if you're traveling anywhere, you're going to see these. Austin City Hall in Texas. Boston City Hall. That's close to home.
Mm-hmm.
Leonard P. Zakim Bunker Hill Memorial Bridge. Cleveland's Terminal Tower. Denver City Hall. The Charles Braga Memorial Bridge in Fall River, Massachusetts. A lot of New England sites here.
Mm-hmm.
Houston City Hall. Las Vegas City Hall. Los Angeles City Hall. Lake Orlando in Orlando, Florida. Rockville, Maryland City Hall, representing the Washington, D.C. region, and several town halls in New Jersey communities with large Israeli, American, and Jewish populations, including Coaster, Demarest, Fairlawn, which is my town, and Tenafly. This is a very big deal. First time they're ever doing this, by the way.
Now, I would have thought that they're doing it in honor of Dan Schlossberg's 73rd birthday, but apparently it's in honor of Israel's 73rd birthday, right?
Well, it's actually both. Same day, same year. May 6, 1948 was my birthday.
How about
and
that?
Israel's.
That's amazing. You know, I've had people, because I think you've mentioned before that you were over the age of 70. I had a couple of calls from people saying, he's not over 70 because he just sounds too energetic. And I said, are you kidding? This guy will be going for, you know, he'll be writing books when he's 110.
But you have to tell them my bowling average is also 73.
Okay, you just did. All right, so it's the cat's out of the bag. Okay, so a lot of if people want to find out a lot of these things, obviously they can probably go to those particular cities and look for convention and visitors websites and probably find out more. Or is there some kind of a blanket place where you can go and get all this info?
There are a couple of things. You can Google Celebrate Israel,
okay,
because that's the name of this event. It's only going to last through the 18th, by the way, so you've only got a couple of days to do this.
Right, right.
And the internet site, the website, is IAC, which stands for Israel American Celebration, I guess. IAC dot, no, I'm sorry, no dot. IAC360.org/CI/. I'll give you that one more time. IAC360.org/CI/.
Wow. Okay. So there are a couple of places, folks, where you can go and kind of get some blanket information. And again, this is all going to be happening in the next couple of days because the actual birthday was just yesterday. But, you know, folks, there are some things going on, and spread the word. And Danny, I'm glad you brought a lot of this to the fore because there's a lot going on. This is going to be a big deal.
Yeah, very much so. And this is part of the Israeli American Council Celebrate Israel Festival. And by the way, the date changes every year because the lunar calendar governs Israel. So that's why the date changes every year.
Okay. And by the way, next week we're going to be talking about Hinchcliffe Stadium because you just went to a big deal that was involved with that, the opening of the stadium. You just went to an event, I think, just this past week, right?
That was yesterday morning, actually. I was there, and we were going to do that today, but we're going to wait a week because this Israel thing is very timely. And Hinchcliffe, that restoration they're going to do in that old Negro Leagues ballpark is going to take 18 months. So we've got plenty of time to talk about that.
But I did
want to mention to you that former Yankee C.C. Sabathia and Willie Randolph were there.
And C.C. must have asked about me. You told him I was okay, or?
I did actually talk to C.C.
Oh, good.
He's an old friend because when he had his symptoms and he had his put into his heart.
That's right.
That alerted me to do the same, and I needed heart surgery, and he saved my life.
Yeah, he really did. You know, you've told that story before, and it's heartwarming to think about. And I'm glad you guys reconnected over there at the opening of Hinchcliffe, or at least the announced opening, which will be in, you say, about a year and a half or so?
18 months to go, and Larry Doby Jr. was there, and Harold Reynolds was there from MLB Network. It was a pretty big deal.
I bet so. Hey, Danny, thanks for bringing all this to the fore. Always appreciated. Happy Travel Thursday, and happy birthday ahead of time, but we'll be talking to you next week.
Oh, for sure, and we'll talk Hinchcliffe next week.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you, Bob.
Take good care. That's Dan Schlossberg, folks, joining us today here at WLIS and WMRD.